the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
October is National LGBTQ Plus History Month, founded in 1994 by Missouri high school history teacher Rodney Wilson. Around the country, people will observe this occasion with programs and activities to celebrate the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender plus rights movement. I'm Emily Yip. Ivania Garcia Pusateri, Executive Director of Multicultural Programs at Missouri State University, explains the significance of LGBTQ plus History Month and why it's important to celebrate it on campus.
This month is meant to honor people within the LGBTQ community, honoring their stories, honoring their existence, and honoring people that have actually really helped with the movement, talking about providing equality for the community, providing space, and really celebrating the things that people have contributed to this community. It's also a great way to educate our students on campus about these individuals and their multiple identities and talking about the spectrum within the lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer and questioning community. I think for a lot of our students, this is still a new identity and there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of negotiating what those identities mean, what their needs are. And I think for our administration, it's important that these students have visibility, that these type of programs are here to educate, but also to celebrate the lives of these students and also to give some awareness of the struggles that they're facing every day.
According to Garcia Pusateri, the month is a perfect time to remind people that diversity is much more than just race or ethnicity.
In the United States, I think we're very used to traditional binary identities, whether it's male or female or white identified folks. Sometimes we forget to look at what is culturally diverse, not just in race and ethnicity, but sexual orientation and gender identity.
LGBTQ plus History Month also provides a great avenue for the community to engage in real conversations about differences.
We're not just leaving it at celebration and entertainment, but having some intense and real dialogue about identity and what it means to be a person of difference.
The month-long celebration kicks off on October 6th with a Pride March and Party, and there will be other events throughout the month, including three Safe Zone training sessions, October 10th, 20th and 25th in Plaster Student Union from 3 to 5 p.m. The sessions will be facilitated by Aaron Say, a student worker in MSU's Office of Multicultural Programs.
We are going to have a two-hour segment of learning about how to be a person that creates a safe space and how to navigate situations when people come out to you, or the importance of pronouns and the history of things and what to do and how to be a responsible ally.
On October 19th, a screening of Bridegroom, a documentary film by Linda Bloodworth-Thomason, will take place in Plaster Student Union Theatre at 9 p.m. Shane Bitney Crone, one of the film's main cast members, will be at the event to dialogue with viewers about key themes and topics from the film. The first ever Mo State Drag Race on October 21st at 7 p.m. in the Plaster Student Union Ballroom promises to be an entertaining one.
There's going to be divas, divos, drag kings, and drag queens. And they're going to perform songs, lip sync, and dance, and we're going to have refreshments.
The LGBTQ plus History Month celebration will come to a close on October 27th with a staff and faculty student mixer from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Freudenberger House courtyard. Aaron and the rest of the planning committee members hope people will take this opportunity to learn more about and support the LGBTQ plus community.
If they come out of this with any bit of knowledge they didn't have, we find that successful. And if we find people who want to do this again because they enjoyed it and they felt welcomed and safe, then that's wonderful.
All events are free and everyone is welcomed. To find out more about LGBTQ plus History Month at Missouri State, visit news.missouristate.edu. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.